Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Winter is coming. Heavy rain, sleet, snow, and ice. Are your tires up for the challenge? Tread confidently in winter's worst with the new set of tires from Tire Rack. They sell only the best, like the full line of hand-cooked tires. Go to TireRack.com/sports. Tell them what you drive. Your tires will be shipped fast and free to you or to one of over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Whether it's her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct has everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
With your Amex card, entertainment benefits like special ticket access and pre-sales to select can't-miss events while supplies last, make every tap music to your ears.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to check us out live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
I don't hear Mr. Ed. Hello? There we go. Welcome in to the Odd Couple. It is Rob Parker and Chris Broussard. We're coming to you live from the TireRack.com studio.
Do it live!
At Santa Anita Park, beautiful day, getting ready for the Breeders' Cup. Unbelievable. What a beautiful scene here. And I guess Chris Broussard's having some technical issues, Rob G., but what a show we have for you today on this Friday, the Odd Couple. So much to do. It's a football Friday. Again, we're here at the Breeders' Cup. And we will have our Breeders' Cup, if you like the horse racing. We'll have that later on in the show. And Chris Broussard, how are you, my man? What's going on?
I'm great. How are you?
All good. We're missing you here at the Breeders' Cup, but, you know, the Odd Couple will hold it down
for the rest of the next three hours,
no doubt.
For sure. I wish I could be there with y'all. Sounds like a great time. Y'all enjoy it for me.
Absolutely beautiful. Beautiful day and scenery, Chris. If you've never been to Santa Anita, I mean, the mountains behind the racetrack, it is absolutely a gorgeous venue. I was here for a birthday party a couple years ago and, you know, placed a few bets and just had a good afternoon. But it's a great town. Great town.
Great. Well, let's get it started. Did you, you're obviously announced we are live from the TireRack.com studios. Did you announce the Odd Couple crew, or are we ready to get this rolling?
No, I didn't do that. Go ahead.
DJ Alex Teicher, a.k.a. Alex the Vegan, is in the house. On the updates is our man, Steve DeSager, as always. And on the social media, Elijah Sabunia, the great. And, of course, the super producer, Rob G., is out there at Santa Anita with Rob. So you guys both getting
Rob
to enjoy.
Rob G. loves it. It's only 20 minutes from his house, Chris, so he's loving it.
Absolutely. Yes, that's great. All right, well, let's get this thing started. We are looking at an incredible football weekend. You've got games galore as far as big games. Obviously, you always have games galore, but you got Miami and Kansas City kicking it off 9:30 a.m. Eastern, 6:30 Pacific. Wow, for the West Coast. Live from Germany, Rob, you've also got, of course, the Ravens and the Seahawks. That's going to be a game that tells us a little something about both teams. Cowboys and the Eagles, maybe the biggest game of the weekend. And then Cincinnati and Buffalo in the Sunday evening nightcap. But, Rob, let's start with the first game, the Chiefs and the Dolphins. Now, of course, Tyreek Hill was the all-world receiver for the Kansas City Chiefs, won a Super Bowl with them, along with Patrick Mahomes. And last year when he wanted to stay and was ready to re-up with them, they wouldn't pay him. And so ultimately he was traded to the Miami Dolphins. And Rob, his career has skyrocketed. It already was great. He was already a Pro Bowler, already an All-Pro, and a Super Bowl champion for that matter. But now with Miami, he's established himself as arguably the best receiver in the game and arguably a top 10 receiver of all time, depending on who you ask. So his individual profile has risen since he's been in Miami with his quarterback, Tua. And he was talking about with Brandon Marshall, friend of the show, about the upcoming game. This is his first game, Rob, against his former team, the Chiefs. And Brandon Marshall, who was a receiver himself, a great one, he asked Tyreek to compare his old quarterback, Patrick Mahomes, to his new one, Tua Tagovailoa. And here's what he said.
Pick one or the other.
Okay.
Tua or Mahomes?
Well, we all know, man, Pat is still the best quarterback in the NFL, obviously, man. Like, what he does is just something that no quarterback in this league can copy. You feel me? His ability to create plays when there aren't plays to make is just ridiculous. And then just the arm talent and just, you know, him being him, and it's just crazy. Now, you would think that a receiver like me would want to play, would like that, right? But I'm in Miami. I'm with Tua, man. I'm living the life, man. Tua is accurate. He's on time. His ball is right here, quarterback friendly. Like, so I got to go with my boy Tua, man. I love Pat. He's the best quarterback in the league, but I got to go with my boy one, man. One is different.
All right, Rob, there you have it. What are your thoughts?
What did he say? He didn't say anything.
He said that I think he said a lot. He said what I think most of us believe, I certainly do, that Patrick Mahomes is the best quarterback in the NFL. But I guess he prefers playing with Tua, and a lot of people will say, and there probably is some truth to this, that of course he's going to say that, right? I mean, he's there with Tua. Beyond the numbers, that's his quarterback right now, so why in the world would you upset the apple cart and say you'd rather still play with Mahomes or something like that? But I think there was more to it, and what he said, Rob, is interesting. Because Patrick Mahomes, part of his greatness is extending plays, right? Is when the pass rush is coming, he can get away from the rushers and still make a great ball. He can throw it across the field. He can throw stuff that, you know, wasn't in the playbook, right? And he makes, you know, he just elongates plays and makes great things happen with his athleticism and his arm talent. But he said Tua is more on time. And I think when you think back to a lot of the completions, especially the long ball completions, Rob, with Tyreek and Patrick Mahomes, I remember a lot of those were off schedule, Mahomes scrambling, and then heaving it up. And a lot of times Tyreek would come back to the ball. You know, or it wasn't like he's catching it in stride. I'm not saying it never happened. But when you look at his plays, Tyreek's long balls with Tua, they are more on schedule. It is, he's hitting me in stride on this fly pattern or post pattern, or it's a slant across the middle. I'm catching it in stride and I'm running after the catch. So I think he said a lot, and I can understand. You know, sometimes a receiver might prefer to play with a guy who might not be quite as talented, but his throws are all on schedule. You don't have to, okay, he's scrambling, so now let me just go find the open spot, you know? And that's what obviously Mahomes and Kelce do all the time. Kelsey's always just finding the open spot, and that can make it a little more difficult possibly on the receiver. So I think that's what he's saying, and I get where he's coming from.
Yeah, I didn't get that at all. I thought he was afraid to really say what he really wanted to say. And if Patrick Mahomes is the best quarterback, just say that. I don't think that.
Well, he did say that.
No, I don't think that. But he said, but I would rather play with Tua because he's more accurate. I mean, Patrick Mahomes has won two MVPs, two Super Bowls. Tua hasn't won jack. I'm sorry, Chris. There's no comparison between the two. So he can say he'd rather play with him, but I'm not going to buy that. Because if I look at the resumes of both players, if you said you're picking Patrick Mahomes and he's the best quarterback in the league, then what argument is there? Tua's really going to be upset that you picked Patrick Mahomes because this guy's won two MVPs in his first 5 or 6 years in the league? That's what I'm saying. And if he didn't want to answer the question, say I'd rather not answer that question or whatever, but to say, yeah, I really Patrick's the best quarterback in the league, but I'd rather play with the guy who's not the best quarterback in the league. That's what I'm talking about. This is the wishy-washy, not saying anything. I understand if you don't want to answer because you're going to hurt your quarterback's feelings, Chris, but I don't think if you're Tua, you're going to have your feelings hurt because somebody says Patrick Mahomes is the best quarterback in the league.
Don't you think that Tyreek's numbers with Tua back up what he was saying?
His
numbers are way better with Tua. But that Chris, doesn't mean he thinks Tua is better. Like, if I asked a basketball player, who would you rather play with, LeBron or Kevin Durant? And he said, well, look, LeBron's obviously better, and LeBron's, you know, arguably the GOAT, and he's better than Durant. But I'm going to be honest. LeBron's ball dominant. KD can fit into any system. He's not going to be dribbling all the time. I'd rather play with KD, but LeBron is better. That's similar to what Tyreek is saying right there.
I don't look at it that way. I look at it from the standpoint, if he's the greatest quarterback and you said he's Jordan-esque and other people are saying the greatest quarterback.
I stand by that.
He has a chance to be this, that, and the other thing. If I'm a receiver, I want to play with the best quarterback. Period.
Why would you want to play with him when your numbers are better with the other quarterback?
You're in a different situation. You were in Kansas City with a Hall of Famer in Kelsey. So he cut into some of the plays and some of the yards that you get now in Miami because you're by far better than everybody else, or at least on that track where you were playing with a Hall of Famer.
Waddle's tough. Waddle's very good.
No, but he ain't a Hall of Famer like Kelsey. That's what I'm saying.
I don't think he's being wishy-washy. I think it's an intricate statement, a nuanced statement.
I wouldn't allow him to answer
it. I understand what he's saying. You would have tried to change it. You know, you would have confronted him, I guess, on it, but that doesn't mean he would have changed his answer.
I just would say I don't want to hear about everybody's attributes, okay?
He said Rob Mahomes is better. He didn't back up from that.
Yeah, but to say, why wouldn't you want to play with the best quarterback? Now, he could have easily said, I love playing with Patrick Mahomes. The only reason I'm not playing with him is they didn't want to pay me. But that doesn't take away from what Tua's done. But the best quarterback in the NFL right now is Patrick Mahomes, and that's all great receivers want to play with the best quarterback. That's it. Is that a crime?
I think that'd be stupid to say.
Well, then he shouldn't answer that.
Because
at all,
you're playing with Tua. I think his answer was honest, but it might not be. It might not be, but I'm just saying he made a point. This quarterback's more accurate. This quarterback's more on time. I prefer that. I think we'll ask Greg next time he's on, Greg Jennings, because I don't take this 100%, but if I recall correctly, I think I had a conversation with him once. I don't think it was on the air, but he was saying you prefer a quarterback that's more on time than one that might be better, but he's scrambling. And it was like, I don't remember I don't even think he was comparing a quarterback to Aaron Rodgers, but Rodgers was a lot of off time at times and, you know, scrambling, extending plays.
Well, he could drop the ball and make it wherever. Yeah.
Well, so can Mahomes.
When Tyreek played with Mahomes, he had averaged 5 catches, 73 yards, 13.8 yards per reception. With Tua, it's 7 catches, 109 yards, and 15.1. So it's not like
it's not like
a gazillion
That's a huge difference, right? That's 30 yards a game. That's
But I'm talking about yards per reception is not that much.
What is it? What's the difference?
13.8 and 15.1.
I mean, most receivers are in that general area, though. You don't have to receive. Most receivers aren't averaging 19 and 20 yards a catch like they used to. I mean, you used to have some guys that did that. Nowadays, most are in between 11 and 16, 7. Like this year, Tua or Tyreek's at 16 and a half. You know, he averaged 17 in Mahomes' first year with him. But I do think that's – the yards per game is a huge difference, 30 yards. All right, it is the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob. We are signing off for this segment, but it's your turn to weigh in. 877-99 on Fox, 877-996-6369. What were your thoughts on Tyreek talking about playing with Tua versus playing with Mahomes, and which one is better? Your turn to weigh in on that, 877-99-05.
Hey, this is Rob Parker, and I'm here at the 40th running of the Breeders' Cup World Championship at iconic Santa Anita Park. My God, it's beautiful. I'll be coming to you live from the races today, and there's going to be some epic international racing all weekend long. I got to say, the Breeders' Cup is one of my favorite events every year. The world's greatest are here at Santa Anita, and you can really feel it. When I walk through those gates, I could just feel the tension and the anticipation. We're talking about the best horses, best jockeys, trainers, and owners from all over the world battling it out for their share of $31 million in purses and awards. Stakes are high, to say the least, and it really creates this electric atmosphere. And this year, you can cash in as well. Head to BreedersCup.com/contest to play $1 million finish for a chance to win $1 million cash. Did you hear me?
Wow.
$1 million. It's free to play, and all you have to do is pick the correct order of the finish of tomorrow's Breeders' Cup Classic. So head to BreedersCup.com/contest now. Tune in to all the championship action live starting today at 4 p.m. Eastern.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for time tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes.
cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with, hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go, so get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
It's the iCouple live from the TireRack.com studios. Rob is out in Santa Anita at the Breeders' Cup. And we are brought to you live by Progressive Insurance. Progressive makes bundling easy and affordable. You can get a multi-policy discount by combining your motorcycle, RV, boat, ATV, and more. All of your protection in one place is a wonderful thing. So bundle and save at Progressive.com. We got Michael Joyce, FanDuel TV's racing host. He'll join us in about 8 minutes or so.
Haven't we had him on before?
First, we want to hear from you. I think so. I think last
Rob
year,
Rob G, have we had him on, Michael Joy? No, he's new. Okay, there's another horse racing guy we've had. Okay.
877-99 on Fox. Your turn to weigh in on Tyreek Hill talking about Tua versus Mahomes.
All right, Chris, let's go with Jason in Austin, Texas. You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Jason?
Hey, what's up, guys?
How are you?
How you doing?
I'm doing well, thank you. I'm actually from Kansas City, but a huge Dolphins fan because of Marino.
Nice.
Wow.
If you look at the last like three like big plays from Tyreek Hill, it's the on-time plays that were spoken of earlier. The deep ball. Anytime he sees one-on-one coverage, boom, done, touchdown, because he's so much better. But I'm not going to knock Mahomes. Like, Mahomes is the best, but how can you knock – first off, Tyreek's not gonna bash his quarterback.
It's a waste of time, then, Jason. Then just say I'm not gonna answer it. That's all. That's my point. Then just say I'm not gonna answer it. That's fine.
Well, no. If you
the answer makes sense to you, Jason. It makes.
If you say you're not gonna answer it, then you're saying that your quarterback's inferior. His quarterback's not inferior. He's getting him the ball. And he's gonna break Calvin Johnson's record. Knock on wood that he doesn't get injured.
Do you remember? Do you agree? Do you think a lot of the deep passes he got from Mahomes weren't on time, or because Mahomes was scrambling a lot? A lot of them were, you know, heaves, and he'd come back and catch the ball.
I can't speak to that honestly. Like, I would love to be like yes and say yes, but I can't because. I haven't gone back and checked.
You see all of them, right?
All right,
like, I'm not gonna lie. I'm like, yes, but
all right.
Thanks, appreciate it,
thank
Blaine.
You. Thank you,
Blaine in Boise. You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Blaine?
Hey, how we doing?
Doing great.
How are you, man? How are you?
Pretty good. I have to agree with Ron. If you go back to that, I just think Kansas City used Tyreek in a different way. I think they used him as a weapon, not just as a receiver. Remember, Tyreek got his start as a punt returner, and he wouldn't have been what he's at without Pat. And that's just my thought. Not to take anything away from Tua, I think Tua is a better on-time quarterback. Pat is a better off-trip quarterback, but you can't take that away from either one of those guys. I think Tyreek is Tyreek, but he's got to remember where he got his start from. He was a weapon, not just a receiver.
That's a great point, Blaine.
I think
like
he made
that.
His first Pro Bowl as it was more as a kick returner. I know he did, right, as a kick returner. Wasn't as
well. If you take the yards per attempt, think about it in Kansas City. They weren't just throwing him deep balls. They were giving him wide receiver screens all over the place, and he's making plays out of those.
Right.
So, I don't know. That's just my thought on it.
Appreciate it. Thanks,
thought.
Blaine. Yep, good call. Let's go to John in South Carolina. You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What's up, John?
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Doing
great, man. How are you?
Hey, well, I'm going to tell you, I used to be still a big fan of Dan Patrick. He used to be a big fan of Keyshawn and Jay Will. But now, you guys are the top of the game. I start my day with you guys, and I end my day with you guys. So,
man, thank you, brother. Couple.
Thank you, John. That means a lot.
You're awesome.
Thank you.
And so, here's what I want to say about the question about Patrick against Tua. I think Tyreek said it right when he said Patrick's proved his point. He's the best in the game, and you know, in the 5 years he's been playing. Two-time MVP, two-time Super Bowl winner. You can't take nothing away from that. But if I'm Tyreek, I'm making more money. I'm getting more targets because I don't have to share it with Kelce in Miami. I'm getting more money, and I'm playing with a guy that is on target, and he makes me look good.
John, who's the best quarterback? Is it Tua or Mahomes?
I mean,
I asked you a question, John. That's not what I asked. I asked you a question. Who's the best quarterback? Okay, thank you. That's all I wanted to hear. Thank you.
He said that earlier, right?
Thank you. Okay.
I'm just saying, but better.
Hey, but in ending, if I was Tyreek, I wouldn't leave Miami for nothing, and I especially wouldn't leave Miami.
Well, we'll wait and see when they don't win a playoff game for 4 years, and then we'll see how that works out. How's that?
All right. Hey, that's true. They got a lot to prove.
Okay, that's all. That's all I'm saying. Like you, that it feels good now with the stats, Chris. But if you don't win any playoff games and you don't get to the AFC championship game or a chance to get a Super Bowl after 3 or 4 years of piling up numbers, we'll see how it feels. That's
but
all.
But you know what? He's got his Super Bowl.
No, I got
and
it.
Receivers aren't, you know what I mean? I'm not saying they don't want to win, but it's not like their career is looked down upon if they don't win. And he already won a Super Bowl, too.
Right. But that's what he plays for. He got a taste of it. John, thanks for the call. Appreciate it.
And the loot.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
It's The Odd Couple, Chris and Rob, live from the TireRack.com studios. And our next guest is a FanDuel TV racing host, analyst, and reporter. Also a board member of the Permanently Disabled Jockeys Fund. That's a position he's held since 2016. And that's a nonprofit that cares for permanently disabled jockeys that have lost their faculties to race-related injuries. Been heavily involved with that and some of their most lucrative fundraisers. So we welcome in Michael Joyce. Michael, welcome to the
Odd
Couple.
What's up, Mike?
Hey, thanks, guys, for having me on. And thanks for the shout-out for the PDJF. They are one of the co-sponsors for a Breeders' Cup race tomorrow in the FanDuel Breeders' Cup Mile, which will be presented by the Permanently Disabled Jockeys Fund. And one of our recipients, Armando Rivera, who has been paralyzed from the waist down since 1977, and he's one of the many riders that we support. He'll be in the winner's circle with me presenting the trophy.
Well, Michael, you've been, it seems like you've grown up in racing. Your dad was a racing executive, Joe Joyce. Tell us what it was like. Did you grow up around the sport, and how has the sport changed over the years that you've seen it since you've been so close to it?
Yeah, well, so, Chris, I was never in any danger of becoming a doctor, right? I just grew up as a track rat.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, I never left. I always knew, the only thing I knew I was going to do for a living is that I knew I was going to get free admission to the racetrack. And, it's changed, and some of it's for the better and some of it's for the worse. I will say, you know, for the better, what we've seen happen in the world of wagering and what we've seen happen in the world of broadcasting. So I started with, now FanDuel TV, but we were called TVG for 20 years, and I started with them in their second year, and it was the first single sport network. This predated the NFL network, the MLB network, the NBA network, and to have that kind of an outlet for thoroughbred racing was really cool, and it was really cool to be on the front end of something as it started. And just being able to, you know, it used to be like if you wanted to make a bet, you had to go to your local racetrack or you had to get on a plane and fly to Vegas. And now, you know, you can wager over the phone, you can wager on your smartphones, you can wager online, and just to see that, and then everything that's happened in the world of sports betting, and now that FanDuel has gotten heavily involved in horse racing and being the only sports book that you can wager on sports and horses, I think I'm a racing guy, so I want to know what the exposure for racing is going to be. I want to see this game grow. Like, great for sports betting. I'm very happy for it, but that's not where my heart is. I'm a horse racing guy, and just the possibility of putting horse racing in front of all these sports bettors across the country, to me, is something that's really exciting. So in that aspect, it's gotten a lot better. On the downside, you know, the sport has contracted a bit. It's not what it was. You know, in the 1940s, the two biggest sports in the country were baseball and horse racing.
Right.
And we've seen that change over the last 90 years. And so that's a little disheartening. But there's still, you know, days like today and tomorrow in the Breeders' Cup, the Kentucky Derby, the Triple Crown races, the summers at Saratoga and the summers at Del Mar, you know, that still has the same gravitas that it's always had my whole life.
But let me ask you this. I'm glad you brought that up. With as a kid growing up in New York, my grandfather used to take me to the track. And then we would bet at OTB. You remember the old off-track betting.
Absolutely.
And all that? So I was – and there were always commercials about OTB and horse racing. And I can remember my biggest score was Sonora Bob running in the rain. And I was a shoe salesman. and Richie Fasanella said – Sonora Bob loves the rain. Bet on Sonora Bob. And everybody at the shoe store put their money in. And I'm watching the race, you know, what the highlights at the end of the night. And he wins.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, my God, I love this. But why has the horse racing contracted? Why there used to be Belmont and Aqueduct in New York where I grew up, yep, and all these different places? Why? What's
so, you know, there's a couple of reasons. One is because we're about 3 to 4 generations removed from people having horses, right? One of the things that horse racing had was everyone was familiar with it. For the same reason people like NASCAR racing, everyone drives a car, right? Everyone drives a stock car. Most people drive the kind of car they'll see on a racetrack. So everyone has an opinion. Whether it's an educated opinion or not, you feel like you have that opinion. If you rode a horse to work or you had a horse and carriage, you had a horse, you could go to a track, see a horse and say, there's something I like the way that horse looks. And you had that first-person experience. So now it's become a second-person sport, right? You're looking at information. You're watching videos. You're taking the word of trainers, jockeys, clockers, whatnot. You're not as involved with the primary form of gambling. That's number one. And number two, quite honestly, we had a monopoly for 100 years. Like I said, the only options, if you wanted to make a bet, you had to go to your local racetrack or you had to hop a plane to Vegas. Right. That was it. So we have lost it. There's been a proliferation of gambling. There are casinos every 6 blocks. There used to be no casinos from Macau to Vegas.
Right.
Now you drive from Santa Anita down to Los Alamitos, you pass 4. So, I mean, that's really what you lost. You lost that. So the thing that horse racing does have, it is the best gambling. There's no two ways about it. You have the best opportunity for the largest returns. You can be wrong for a month and be right one day, and you can make all that back. The odds in horse racing are so much greater. You're betting sports. You're sweating an underdog at plus 125. We just had a horse here win at 17-1. And not only did that horse win at 17-1, this is a horse for Todd Pletcher, who's a multi-Eclipse Award-winning trainer, with John Velasquez, who's a Hall of Fame jockey for Micropoli, who's one of the most powerful stables in the country. And that horse just won at 17-1. That's not the kind of thing you can get. That's not a parlay. That's not having to have several things go your way. That's one horse winning one race. That just doesn't exist in any other game.
Michael, let's get to this, to the Breeders' Cup and some of the odds of these horses that'll be
speaking
racing.
Of odds,
the favorite is the Arabian Knight. Now, tell us about him and why he's a favorite and you know, whether or not you think he's going to be the one to pull this out.
I think he's going to be well bet, and I think he's tremendously talented. It's, you know, Bob Baffert and Flavian Pratt. Bob Baffert, we all know him. He's one of the greatest dirt trainers of all time. This is his game, right? This is a 3-year-old that couldn't quite get him on the Derby trail. He only had a couple of starts earlier this year, and he had to miss some time, and he gets back to the races this summer in New Jersey, and then at Del Mar, he wins the Pacific Classic. That was significant for a number of reasons. The Pacific Classic at Del Mar is one, he was facing older horses, which he has to do today. That was one of the first forays out of just 3-year-old company that these horses will take. Two, he did it in very impressive fashion at the distance he has to run tomorrow. It's 1.25 miles. That is the true test of a thoroughbred. That's the distance of the Kentucky Derby. It's the distance of the Breeders' Cup Classic. And there's a lot of races that are shorter than 1.25 miles, but 1.25 miles is really the championship distance. That's the heavyweight division in horse racing. It's older horses going 1.25 miles. He's fast, so he can get the lead. People like to talk about track biases, like, oh, some tracks have a speed bias. There's a speed bias. Racing is speed biased. If you're faster, you're going to be better. better at racing. Doesn't matter if it's a car or a human or a horse.
Right.
He's got
right.
that natural speed. I think he's going to be very tough. He's going to probably be favorite. I don't know if he's going to be favorite or second choice, because the horse who I like, who I think is the best horse in this race, is the number three tomorrow in the Breeders' Cup Classic, and that is a horse by the name of White Abario. White Abario has been sensationally talented. He actually ran in the Kentucky Derby in 2022. That was when Rich Strike won at that gigantic price. But in preparation for the Derby, he won the Florida Derby. He came out of that race. He ran very competitively in some of the biggest races in our sport. He switched trainers to a guy named Rick Dutrow, who is a brilliant horseman. And since he's transferred to Rick Dutrow in his last two starts, he was third in a race called the Metropolitan Handicap, or the Met Mile. And then he ran in a race called the Whitney, which is a grade one mile and an eighth race in New York and one of the premier races of our game. And he won that race by six lengths, and he ran a final time of 1:48 and 2/5 seconds, which is ridiculously fast. He beat Zandon, who's going to be one of the third or fourth choice in this race. He beat Zandon by 6.5 lengths and comfortably. And he ran a number on Thoroughgraph, a number on Bayer. These are speed figures that quantify how fast horses go. That is faster than what anybody else has done in the race. And I just think he's got him in such great form, and he's training like an absolute machine.
Okay, so my eyes are immediately, Chris, look at Dreamlike, 30-1. Am I just wasting $10 or $20 to go with a horse like that? And a Breeders' Cup in a big horse race like this, how often does a long shot odd, win? It doesn't happen that often, correct?
That's the beauty of the Breeders' Cup.
Okay, tell me.
We just saw it. The last race that was run here, and this is Future Stars Friday, so all the two-year-olds that are really developing, we just had Todd Pletcher, Mike Rapoli, and John Velasquez win at 17-1.
Okay,
on a horse that paid $39 for a $2 win wager. This is Todd Pletcher and Mike Rapoli are the connections on Dreamlike. And you get Jose Ortiz, who's one of the best riders in the world, in the back. And this is a horse by Gunrunner, who is a tremendous sire. He was a world champion in his own right. He ran in the Derby at age three. At age four, he was a world champion. He won the Breeders' Cup Classic. And not only that, I'll give you another thing to like about Dreamlike. This is a horse who's only making a seventh career start, and he's just been getting better and better. Every single race he's run has been faster than the race before. And even though he was second last time out at Parks, that was a wet racetrack. They had rain that day, and he ran very well. He could sincerely improve off of that.
You see, I'm taking money out of my pocket.
Sounds
and that
like
go right
Dream
to the window.
Dreamlike's got your name written,
Chris,
all over him.
I'm going to bet $40 on Dreamlike. I am. Dreamlike for tomorrow in the Breeders' Cup, 30-1. Can you bet that for me? All right,
I'll get you down.
Like,
you got
who
that.
You think I am? You're going to take this money back?
If you get 30-1 on a horse, I'm never going to talk anybody off.
I'm going
to
bet
it.
Why
that's
not?
The beauty
Rob
of horse
G,
racing.
Right? I mean, why not put down $40 on Dreamlike?
Michael, thank you. We appreciate it, man. This has been great. We are
and
definitely looking forward
here
to the Breeders' Cup.
Yeah.
And, Rob, hopefully Rob will win some money.
Yeah, that would be good. I was on a hot streak betting all the other sports, so I'm going to – why not?
If you win, Rob, promise to have me back on the show. I'm going to talk hoops with Chris next time.
All right, that's fine.
Definitely.
All right. But you'll know more hoops than Chris. I'm just saying. That's all.
Rob's funny.
Yeah, whatever.
Thank you, Michael. We appreciate
you so much. Thank you. Yep. Thank you
Thanks
so much.
All right,
Rob and I will make our picks for the Breeders' Cup next. Keep it locked. Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, we're Covino and Rich, Fox Sports Radio, every day, 5 to 7 p.m. Eastern. But here's the thing. We never have enough time to get to everything we want to get to.
And that's why we have a brand new podcast called Overpromised. You see, we're having so much fun in our two-hour show, we never get to everything. Honestly, because this guy is overpromising things we never have time for. Yeah, you blubber lips.
Blaming me. Well, you know what? It's called Overpromise. You should be good at it because you've been overpromising women for years.
Well, it's a Covino and Rich after show, and we want you to be a part of it. We're going to be talking sports, of course, but we're also going to talk life and relationships. And if Rich and I are arguing about something or we didn't have enough time, it will continue on our after show called Overpromised.
Well, if you don't get enough Covino and Rich, make sure you check out Overpromised and also Uncensored, by the way. So maybe we'll go at it even a little harder. It's going to be the best after show podcast of all time.
There you go. Overpromising.
Perfect.
And remember, you could see it on YouTube, but definitely join us. Listen to Overpromised with Covino and Rich on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Looking for an assist with your credit card, but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini-games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go, so get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
All right, it's the Odd Couple live from the TireRack.com studios. And it's time for Shekel City.
Welcome to Shekel City, the home base for Rob Parker's daily picks against the spread.
Come on, I love the Jackson 5. Are you kidding? Dancing, right? That was
that song, yeah. That does bring back memories.
That brings back memories, Chris, right?
The robot doing the robot.
I was trying to do the robot.
Right.
That was my nickname in grade school because I was so tall. They called me Robot,
really?
Instead of Robert.
Oh.
Yeah. I know, bad. That's what they called me. All right, here we go. Shekel City, let's do it. 2-1 last night. It was a football game that derailed me, but I'm back on the winning track. 2-1 the last two nights. Here we go. Best bet, I'm going with Miami. They're off to a bad start. 1-4, they're at home. Hosting Washington, Chris, -8.5. Miami needs a good win. I'm going to go with Miami tonight, -8.5. A lot of points, but I still feel like they're going to get there. The Brooklyn Nets off to a good start, 2-2. They're in Chicago. I'm going to take Brooklyn Nets +4.5. In Chicago against the Bulls. And I'm also going to take Memphis -3.5. They're in Portland. They haven't won a game yet.
They're 0-5.
Right?
Yeah.
They need a win. I'm going to go Memphis needs a win. So Memphis -3.5. Their favorite, Chris, on the road. I'm going to take Miami -8.5 against Washington at home. That's my best bet. And I'm going to take Brooklyn +4.5 in Chicago. Remember, I'm not telling you who to bet on. I'm telling you who I bet on.
All right. There you have it, Shekel City. We're in the final stretch, folks, to get tickets to horse racing's biggest moment of the year. The world's best are headed to Santa Anita for the Breeders' Cup World Championships November 3rd and 4th. The countdown begins now. Get your tickets today, tonight, at thebreederscup.com. Breederscup.com. All right, Rob, it's time for you and me to make our Breeders' Cup picks. And I guess you've made yours, but tell us again.
Yeah, I'm going to go with the big underdog here, the long odds, Chris. There are a couple horses that are 30-1, so it's not just dreamlike, but I don't know. A dreamlike, it caught my attention. A lot of times when people pick horses anyway, Chris, you know this, they just like the name of the horse.
Right.
And that's really
right.
What a lot of people, it's something that'll just, there's another horse, what was this other one I saw? Missed the cut. A golfing term, right?
Yep,
missed the cut.
Yep.
Just didn't do anything for
you're
me.
You're just looking at all the 30 and to
yeah,
30
you know, I'm
one.
Always looking for big odds.
Senor Buscador.
Yeah, I'm a senor. I don't speak Spanish, so I'm not going to pick Senor Buscador or whatever. I'll take a dream like Chris. 30-1 odds I'm going to put down if they let me do a futures
wow.
bet while I'm here. I'm going to put that $40 down. I am.
You know, since I'm not putting any money down, I'm actually just going to go with one I think the horse I think will actually win. And that's White Abario. All
what
right?
does now, that mean, Abario?
I don't know, but does anybody know what that means?
No, seriously, did we know? That's not a word to you, right, at all. Okay, I just wanted to make sure.
I don't know. But I've been watching him, Rob, and I like this young filly.
What do you mean you've been watching just... White Abario? What?
He's fast, he's muscle bound.
Chris, you know what you sound like?
Rolling.
You sound like the days when you were doing the NBA draft and talk about the players you hadn't seen play all year.
Oh, man.
You know I'm right. You know, like, all those guys talk about those
college players. That wasn't like this. Right, right. But, I'm just going to take Michael Joyce. He sounded, you know, he convinced me. He spoke glowingly of White Abario. Told us, you know, while the odds are with the Arabian Knight, he said he thinks Abario's got more momentum and that he'll be the one to take it. He seems to think
don't
that
follow
way.
So the guy who does horse racing on TV.
I'm going to go with White Abario.
You know why? Because yes. If he was so good at picking horses, he wouldn't be on TV. He'd be at the track every day making loot.
He might just be doing it for fun, the TV. He might have made loot.
Okay.
You know, just doing it for fun.
He was dressed to the nines. He was dressed to the nines.
If you struck it rich, yeah, you would Or richer, I should say.
You had it right. I'm a pauper compared to you. I'm still trying to make my way around.
Please.
My God.
But Rob G, you got a pick?
Of course I got a pick.
Yes.
Oh, you actually putting money down?
I am. I'm putting Chris Broussard money
did
down.
Did you ask your mom yet? Or not
no.
your mom, your wife?
I have not.
Your wife, you better call your wife or it's going to be ugly in the Garrett household.
Like Rob, I bet small to win big in the ninth spot. Senor Buscador, which translates to the treasure hunter at 30-1.
The treasure hunter.
Wow.
Kids. Very nice.
All right, Bianca, but we out. Keep it locked.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cb for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.